Listening Library presents Ghost Night by Cornelia Funke, translated by Oliver Latch, read for you by Elliot Hill, followed by a word from the author. For Ella Wigram, who was my inspiration for the heroine in this story. I couldn't have invented a better one. Chapter 1. Deported. I was 11 when my mother sent me to boarding school in Salisbury. Yes, granted, she did have tears in her eyes as she brought me to the station, but she still put me on that train. "Your father would have been so happy about you going to his old school," she said, forcing a smile onto her lips. And the beard gave me such an encouraging slap on the shoulder that I nearly shoved him onto the rails for it. The beard. The first time my mother brought him home, my sisters immediately crawled onto his lap. I, however, declared war on him as soon as he put his arm around Mum's shoulder. My father had died when I was 4, and of course I missed him, even if I barely remembered him. But that definitely did not mean I wanted a new father, especially not one in the shape of an unshaven dentist. I was the man around the house, uncontested hero to my sisters and apple of my mother's eye. Suddenly she no longer watched television with me in the evenings, but instead went out with the beard. Our dog, who would chase anyone off our grounds, put squeaky toys in front of...